Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Abby wants to get her husband, Kevin, Brian Bellbuster, for his birthday. And she's already signed the kids up for camp. And it's all taken care of. So we called Kevin with one of the new sports they're playing at camp these days, Focker.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Ryan and Jason's parents.
Yeah, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. This is David Beckham from Yates Mail Camps.
Hey, David. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks. We've got your application. Your check's cleared. You're all set for camp, but we just wanted to send out another form for you.
That's fine, yeah. Just shoot it on over to me.
Yeah, because I know it looks like your boys were signed up. One was signed up for soccer. One was signed up for football. A little bit of an issue this year.
How so?
Well, kind of not enough kids are signing up for football with some of the safety issues. We're trying to make the sports, you know, safe for the kids this year.
I can see where you're coming from on that. It's disappointing, but what can you do?
Well, what we've done is we've taken kind of the safest elements from soccer and football, and we're kind of combining both groups together, and we're going to be playing Focker this year.
Focker?
Focker, yeah. It's like football and soccer kind of put together.
How does that even work?
Well, you know, we're trying to take the safest parts of the sports. Concussions are a big problem in soccer and football. So what we're going to do is kind of combine them, and it'll be like a soccer uniform, but all the kids will be wearing football helmets to play.
That's a little weird. I've never heard of anything like that.
But, you know, safety's number one. There's a lot of more formations, kind of like football, and they move the ball along. And instead of goals, like in soccer, where, you know, the goalie is really at risk because they're, you know, humming the ball. Right there, kicking the ball right at the poor kid in goal, you know. So what we've done is we're taking the existing football goal posts, and they're elevated, so there's a net up in between them, up really high, so the kids have to kick it up into the net. It's kind of like Quidditch almost.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Harry Potter thing. The games that wizards play. It's okay. And so the goalie doesn't have the ball coming right at him, but they'll have like a big stick to try to get the ball out of the goal there.
Well, that seems dangerous on its own.
Like, no, it's a padded stick. And the goalie's kind of the only one in front, like in the end zone for football. You know, but this is Focker. So it's very similar to the field on football. So once they're trying to kick the ball up high, so it's not going right at the goalie's head, you know?
That's odd. I mean, you know, at least we're sending them there.
It's innovative.
Soccer, football.
It's innovative and it's safer for the kids, you know?
Well, yeah, but we're actually spending money to send them to a camp so they can work on their skills in soccer and football so they can be better when they play them in league.
Well, they'll be very good at Focker by the end of the summer.
Yeah, but there's no Focker league.
Well, I'm sure they're coming. They're coming down the pike, I'm sure. Very, you know, it'll catch on.
I hate to be contrary, but I don't think that's the case.
You don't think they'll be?
I think football is going to stick around for a while. So soccer. Soccer's been around forever. I'm befuddled right now.
Like, that's a good thing we already have your check, then.
What?
I know your wife signed up the kids for camps already, right? You're all set? Abby signed everybody up for camp?
Yeah, but I'm going to... If that's the case, I'm going to talk to her, but we might want a refund. That's kind of ridiculous.
I don't think we need a refund. I mean, you know, once you see those little Fockers out there, it's going to be really, really heartwarming.
I don't know, man. I'm going to talk to Abby. We're going to see if we can get her money back.
Yeah, you know, you could also talk to her about calling WROR to get you a Brian Bellbuster for your birthday.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
Yeah, she let us know. She took care of all the camps. She just thought it'd be fun to mess with her for your birthday.
Oh, man. No, you got me pretty good. I was like, what, Focker? That's not a... What? You had me going, man. Great birthday, Kev.
All right, well, Kevin, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and you can get Abby back on her birthday, okay?
I sure will, man.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.